For the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, May 2nd, 2016, at 9:13 a.m. Do we have any commission remarks?
Yeah, I've got one. If you see me up here with these tissues, it's not because I'm mad, or it's not because I'm crying. It's because I have the bad case of the allergies that I'm neither agreeing or disagreeing with what you have to say.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 440573 through 440643. There are no warrants, one transfer, and two journal entries.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous regular and executive session minutes for April 25th, 2016, and regular session minutes for April 27th, 2016.
Move to approve regular session and executive session meeting minutes for April 25th, 2016. And regular session minutes for April 27th, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Contract and cooperative agreement by College of the Ozarks and Taney County, Missouri for construction of Acacia Club Road.
Danny, do you want to discuss any of this so that, excuse me, anybody in the public want to know exactly what it is? Or
it's strictly a safety issue where the change of the road is moved from one location to the other, and the college has taken on a large amount of the expense, and then with shared opportunity over any certain amount.
There's some areas on that road where there's, what, 24 foot? The actual
yeah.
road is 24 foot with no shoulders. So there's some school bus issues there with Hollister. We can't make the road any wider because of there being, and Randy, you might talk more about this, because of the sewer line is right there next to it, so we'd have to move the sewer line. There's a lot of different things, and it's about time for that road to be repaved. So the expense of all that, factor in what College of the Ozarks is willing to do by not only giving the land but also putting money towards the new road, actually makes it cheaper for us to do this route.
Right.
It gives us a wider road, a safer road.
The main section where this road move is going to be is the part that we can't widen because of existing utilities and existing right-of-way.
Okay.
And this will help improve that section, which will complete. That's the last section of Acacia Club. Everything else has been improved to this date except for that section. And it's due for repaving on that mile of road anyway. So.
Right. And with the dig outs, with everything that needs to be done, then we've been working on this for quite a while. But then you say, with dig outs and repaving, you're looking around $300,000? Or is this what we're putting in $200,000?
I estimated around about $300,000 to complete this, and basically it's somewhere in that neighborhood. So
to redo the old road or to put in the new one?
To put in the new. Basically, it was going to cost at least that much to repave the old road or a little more because of the length and the prep work to it, but then we couldn't do the actual width that we needed to meet the requirements. So.
Any property owners here on the property that have anything to say one way or the other on it? If not,
that's what I wanted to make sure that.
Yeah.
Move to approve the contract and cooperative agreement by and between the College of the Ozarks and Taney County, Missouri for the construction of Acacia Club Road.
Would you rephrase that reconstruction? of Acacia Club Road because Acacia Club...
Reconstruction. Yeah. I'll amend my motion to say reconstruction of Acacia Club Road.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Environmental Services update.
Morning. Appreciate the time just to come and give you an update on where the county is with the septic tank pump-out program and the funding agreement projects that we're currently involved with. I'll kind of go through this, and if you have any questions, just please stop me there. But the septic tank program, currently we have 118 participants approved through the program. And as per Borman's last billing that we got a week or so ago, we've had 48 pumped out so far. One issue I'm working with the participants on is that they need to call Borman Septic Service to let them know that they're out there, even though they might not be ready to be pumped, you know, when they call. But they still need to go ahead and make that call as soon as I let them know that they've been approved. And so I kind of look at, you know, I would think that we would have had more pumped out, and I think that's one of the issues there going on that I'm currently working on that with the people, trying to get them to get a hold of Borman's and let them know those things. We're also, this year, we're doing a program with the Ozarks Water Watch through the Memorandum of Understanding, and they received, or actually James River Partnership received a $60,000 grant from the Department of Conservation. And then James River Partnership split that grant, those grant funds with Ozarks Water Watch. And then Ozarks Water Watch has agreed through our Memorandum of Understanding to rebate Taney County back $50 per pump out up to 200 properties. So that will bring $10,000 back into Taney County. So that's a good thing that we're working on with them. There could be more brought into that program, but they are waiting to see what happens in Stone, Christian, and Berry County because they have those other counties and folks in those counties to have their septic tanks pumped out, but they don't have the sales tax like we do. So they're going to see what their level of participation is, and there is room to discuss maybe a little bit more coming back to Taney County than just the $10,000. But we do have that, you know, pretty much guaranteed on that. And I'll be working this week to put a packet of information together for Gopala. She's a lady with Ozarks Water Watch that I'm working with on that, and send that. That'll be the first submittal requesting reimbursement for those pump outs. Any questions about that? Okay. As far as our funding agreement projects, Rockaway Beach, they have. We had the one wastewater treatment plant improvements project. It's $95,000 funding agreement. In that, they have purchased the ultraviolet disinfection system, and they have it partially installed, and they have purchased the flow metering equipment that had not been installed yet, however. And it's probably a good thing since we're switching to experienced operators down there on property now. The invoices, I got those invoices Friday. I did need a request for reimbursement letter, and I'm kind of working with some new staff members down there to educate them on what I need so I can begin the process with Shanna to get them reimbursed. But they had submitted those invoices. And there's going to be actually some money savings there. They were able to buy the equipment at a little bit lower price than what they thought. And so that's going to leave like $30,000 that's already in this approved funding agreement that will be there. And what they would like to do, since that funding agreement has already been approved by the commission, and this is kind of under the umbrella of wastewater improvements, is use some of those funds for the work that they're now doing to try to bring the plant back and get it back on its feet. They brought in a company. They pumped out the North Basin, which, you know, was explained by Mr. Helms last week, that had hay growing in it, and it, you know, just a mess. But they've got that all cleaned out now, and there's some other components and equipment that they're going to need to replace down there as they go through the process of trying to bring the plant back to a reasonable form of operation and stuff. So we was thinking about, since there were some savings there, rather than try to get a new funding agreement going, that we would use those funds for that. But it'll have to meet the guidelines, you know.
I don't agree with that. I think that they need to come back with the current problems that they have. They need to come back to us with a funding agreement that might exceed the $30,000 that you're saying the savings mm-hmm. are. Mm-hmm. That way the tracking of this total improvement of that Rockaway Beach project will be all itemized under one section of cleanup. I know I received the emails from Mr. Ray from Branson mm-hmm. and that he'd sent out to all the members. It was basically exactly what I said about the amount of sludge that was in those different...
In the basins.
In the basins, mm-hmm. and what would have to be done to get that thing cleaned out. I would rather, John, that you submit us, that they spend... It was $90,000, wasn't it?
Well, $95,000.
$95,000, but the ones that the $30,000 that they are saving be put back into the sewer sales tax and a new funding agreement for the amount of whatever the different project is. If we don't, we'll have a confused mess on exactly how much it cost to hook this system back up right. Yeah. So that's the way I would rather do it. I'd rather be, and I'll leave that to the commission's vote. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with the funding agreement. Don't have no problem with the money that's going to be spent mm-hmm. to get this straightened out. But I do want to keep a record of, just because we save money here, we mm-hmm. don't want to spend it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's fine. I track all of that, you know, so money spent still tracked and still accounted for, but I can see what you're saying. So would it be, you know, they're kind of moving through this in real time. So as they incur those costs, then they would, you know, keep copies of those invoices, then turn those in a funding agreement for reimbursement of those costs if they meet the guidelines. Is that where we're at?
My problem is with the city of Rockaway Beach and the understanding with the contractor that we talked to here the other day mm-hmm. in the meeting is that they considered themselves with an open checkbook to this contractor.
Yeah.
I have no open checkbook with county funds.
I agree.
This money will be tracked from what they spend on this funding agreement, and the $30,000 savings will be moved into whatever else needs mm-hmm. to be done, but it will be tracked from that point, and there won't be an open checkbook to a contractor.
So basically, I'll just close this funding agreement out. It's
yes.
been fulfilled.
If everything in that funding agreement has been met, mm-hmm. close it out.
Everything, they don't have the flow meters installed yet, but other than that, but we'll keep this just for those items.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just one board member. I mean, just one commission member.
I don't have any concern about that. I mean, okay. The other funding agreement, we have a Rockaway Beach, $38,500. The engineers, this was for the evaluation of the treatment plant because, you know, over the years, it has been so difficult to operate down there. And the engineers from Algar Martin, they visited the plant back in March on the 24th to do a field visit to the facility and take all the information that was available at that time and take that back and then look. And what would come out of this would be a report stating, identifying any deficiencies in the wastewater facility. Any upgrades or any type of work that needs to be done to get the plant back to where it has the equipment and the air supply and the different things necessary to operate. They're looking, as was discussed last week, 60 to 90 days before that report will be made available. Again, its initial findings are that the air supply is insufficient. It's probably insufficient when the plant was newly constructed. And that's one of the main things that they're targeting right now is to identify what improvements might need to be made to the facility to get better air supply.
Some other things, there's some operational issues over the years with neglect from some of the operators that were in charge of the plant to probably